Hey. Hey, you're back early. How was your date?
I hate electric cars.
I don't like scented candles.
Charlie frowns at Alan.
Once again, how was your date?
It was fine until her estranged husband silently pulled into the driveway in his freaking Prius.
Alan nods.
If he hadn't stepped on the cat, I'd be dead now.
Charlie notices Alan's laptop on the table.
What are you doing? Me? Nothing. Just, nothing.
Charlie smirks.
You were surfing for porn, weren't you?
Yes. Okay. That's what I was doing. You caught me. I am so embarrassed.
Charlie nods.
Well, you should be. It's disgusting. Come on, let's see what puts a chubby in your chino.
Oh, no, no, no. It's personal.
Ooh, what are you into? Grannies with trannies?
No.
Chickens with strap-ons?
Please don't, Charlie. Please.
Charlie yanks the laptop from him and opens it.
Oh, you pitiful freak.
Charlie stares.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I came upon it by accident.
I am so ashamed. My own brother using an internet dating service.
I'm a man, Charlie. I have needs.
2.5 Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. Jake and Rose sit on the sofa.
Okay, name three contributions that the Roman Empire made to civilization.
Roman numerals.
Good.
Aqueducts.
Terrific. Do you know what an aqueduct is?
Something to do with water.
And?
A duck.
Rose cocks her head. Charlie enters.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, Charlie.
Morning, Rose. What's going on?
She's helping Yertle the turtle study for his test.
They look over at them.
Why didn't they ask me?
Name three contributions the Roman Empire made to civilization.
Orgies, wine, and bulimia.
Berta purses her lips.
Go ahead. Ask me about the Greeks.
Then who did invent aromatherapy?
Not the Romans.
But you see my logic.
She nods.
You know, I never did understand why you didn't give her more of a chance. She's pretty, smart, and amazingly patient with dumb guys.
Charlie frowns.
Are you talking about Jake or me?
A smart guy wouldn't have to ask that question.
Excuse me, but let's not forget. This is a woman who stalked me, who spied on me, who snuck into my house to write her name and address in my underwear.
Oh, boo-hoo. Somebody cares about Charlie. Nobody ever wrote their name in my underwear. Wait. Once, the Department of Corrections.
Alan enters.
Morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Oh, hey, guys. How's the homework coming?
The three major buildings in ancient Rome were the Colosseum, the Forum, and...
Circus.
Jake smiles.
We need a little more time.
Carry on.
I know it's not Caesar's Palace.
Why don't you get him a real tutor?
Are you kidding? She has advanced degrees in, like, three subjects. She loves him, he worships her, and the only thing she asks in return is to sit naked in your laundry hamper every once in a while.
And that's not a red flag for you?
You could do a lot worse than Rose, Charlie.
I have done a lot worse. But that's not really a recommendation now, is it?
The second triumvirate was Augustus, Mark Antony, and Lepidus.
Very good. Okay. Well, that's it for today.
Wait a minute.
All right. Open up.
She takes a biscuit from inside her skirt and feeds it to him.
Mmm, cookie.
He chews.
Hey, Charlie, you got a minute? I'd like to talk to you privately.
Now's not a good time, Rose.
Will you call me later?
Sure.
Promise?
Yeah.
Cross your heart and hope to die.
He rolls his eyes.
Yes.
Stick a needle in your eye.
Okay.
Oil and oil until you fry.
Dear God, Rose, I will call you.
Toodles.
She waves and struts out. Alan sits with a glum expression.
You're not gonna call her, are you?
No, I think I'm gonna go with the needle in the eye.
They sip their coffee. In his bedroom, Alan peers into a mirror and starts to clip his nose hairs with some electric clippers. He shoves it right up there, wiggling it around. Charlie enters. He takes it out of his nose and blows on it. Alan shoves the clippers into his ear. Charlie watches.
Funny, you didn't mention in your dating profile you've got hair growing out of all your holes.
Hey, what are you doing with my laptop?
Just learning a little bit about you, Spinemaster 278. I see you like smooth jazz, long walks on the beach, and cuddling.
Give me that.
Now, hold on, hold on. This is my favorite part. I love to spend quiet weekends puttering around my Malibu beach house. Educate me, Alan. To what Malibu beach house are you referring?
Okay, I was gonna tell you about
that. Do you have one that I don't know about?
No.
Because if you do, one of us should be living there.
Are you gonna let me explain or not?
What's to explain? You have a Malibu beach house and you're the chiropractor to the stars.
Okay, what do you want me to call myself? Chiropractor to fat people in the valley? Everybody exaggerates on these things.
Okay, I can understand that. You're probably not gonna get a lot of responses to bushy-nosed cheapskate enjoys long walks to a free meal.
Exactly. Hey, you're going out tonight, aren't you?
Why?
Well, I met a woman on this dating site, and she's here, and it would be good if you weren't.
You're throwing me out of my own house?
Well, no. If you read the profile, it's my house.
Charlie scowls.
See?
He opens the laptop.
Coming! Be right there! Please play along. You're gonna play along, right?
I guess we'll find out together, won't we?
Charlie eyes him pointedly. Alan checks himself and answers the door.
Alan, hi.
Beverly, it's so great to finally meet you in person.
She shakes his hand, he kisses her cheek. Charlie appears.
Hi.
He grins.
Hello.
Oh, this is Charlie.
Oh, right, your poor brother.
She smiles at Charlie. Charlie nods.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
She holds her hand out for a shake.
You smell nice.
Okay, come on in.
Oh, my. What a beautiful home.
Thank you.
She turns to them both.
I encourage him to think of this place as his own.
Yeah, that way I don't feel like such a worthless parasite.
Alan twitches.
Charlie, weren't you going out tonight?
Gee, I'd love to, but you know me, flat broke again.
Charlie shrugs.
Oh, well, I suppose I could float you a few bucks. What do you need?
$400.
Alan scowls.
Okay. You know, I'll just give you everything I have. That's 31, 32, $33.
What about the secret compartment?
Alan purses his lips.
All right.
Alan opens a zip on his wallet.
Would be $133. And I don't expect to see you again tonight.
Thanks, bro.
Charlie hugs him.
Be nice to him. He's all I've got.
She smiles sweetly at Charlie. Alan shrugs.
Sorry about that.
I understand. I have a sister who's a crack whore.
Alan raises his brows.
Really? Maybe we can introduce them.
For $133, we can introduce them twice.
Terrific.
Well, here we are.
We sure are.
I guess you've noticed I'm a little taller than 5'9".
Well, yeah, but everybody fudges a little on those dating profiles. How tall are you?
5'13".
She waves her hand in a give-of-take-a-bit gesture. Charlie sits at a bar alone drinking and ogling an attractive young brunette to the barmaid.
Leanne, tell me something. Is it just me or is the crowd in here getting younger?
No, the crowd's the same age it's always been. You, on the other hand, are not.
I'm not old. 40's the new 30, right?
Not the way you live, pal.
Well, guess what? Not tipping's the new tipping. I gotta do more drinking at home.
Kooky Rose wanders in.
You didn't call.
Did you follow me here?
Please, if you're not home and you're not on a date, where else would you be? And yes, I followed you here.
She sits next to him.
There's something I need to tell you. What can I get you? Green alcohol, please.
We don't have green alcohol.
Okay, just a Sprite.
Leanne raises her eyebrows.
What do you want, Rose?
I don't want anything. I just have some news to share with you.
Is this CNN kind of news or something you heard from a friendly blue jay with a top hat and a cane?
If you recall, that was a crow, and he was wearing a derby and safety goggles. And I've admitted that was a medication issue.
She glances around.
Fine, whatever. What's the news?
Well, my family has business interests in London, and I'm going to move there and take a job.
Oh, terrific. So will you be running the chocolate factory?
She rolls her eyes.
Did the Oompa Loompas drop the ball?
Charlie.
Little bastards went union, didn't they?
Now I'm going to miss that good-natured cynicism.
He turns away.
You're probably wondering why I decided to leave.
Actually, I was wondering what possessed him to remake that movie. Gene Wilder was perfect.
I'm leaving because I'm not getting any younger, and our relationship isn't really progressing along the path I'd hoped for.
Rose, there is no relationship. There is no path.
How very zen of you.
He closes his eyes, exasperated. She kisses him.
I'll always love you, Charlie.
He stares.
But this is best for both of us.
She gets up.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, have a good trip. Say hi to the Queen.
She leaves.
Hearts.
Is your friend leaving?
No, no, she never leaves. She's probably climbing into the trunk of my car as we speak. Hey, maybe you should follow me home to make sure I'm safe.
I don't think my husband would approve.
When did you get married?
Shortly after the last time I woke up in your bed with cab fare taped to my forehead.
He purses his lips.
I suddenly realized how empty and soulless my life had become. Thank you for that, by the way.
She walks away.
Happy to help.
Charlie's eyes dart around. He turns and checks out a hot blonde sitting nearby.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, sir. I don't have daddy issues.
She smiles and turns away quickly. Charlie frowns.
And then, a week before we were going to get married, he announces that he's leaving me for the wedding planner.
Ouch.
I was heartsick. I really cared for him.
Well, of course you cared for him. Why else would you agree to marry him?
No, I mean the wedding planner.
Ouch. Well, we all have one or two heartbreaks in our life.
Eight.
Excuse me?
I've been dumped eight times. Married, married, gay. Parole violation, gay and married. Deported, returned to the priesthood, and woman in a man's body.
Alan nods.
Oh, and yet you haven't given up?
Of course not. I may have to kiss a lot of frogs, but eventually I'll find my prince.
She smiles at him warmly.
Ribbit.
I knew it. You're gay.
Oh, no, 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 I'm not gay.
Whatever it is, I don't have the time or the strength to deal with
Beverly,
it.
Beverly, wait. You know my loser brother? I'm him.
What?
This is Charlie's house. After my divorce, I was broke, and he took me in. And I'm not the chiropractor to the stars. I mostly handle slip and fall insurance claims.
That's all?
What do you mean, that's all?
I mean, married, married, gay, parole violation. Alan, you're a catch.
I am?
Come on, you're single, you're straight, and you're a genetic male.
So I guess the bar's not that high.
Have you done much online dating? You cleared it with a penis and a jaw.
And just to put your mind at ease, I plan on keeping both of them.
She smiles. Jake eats breakfast at the table. Berta's drying dishes.
Hey, Berta, you want to hear something cool? The ancient Romans had a place called a vomitorium where people could eat as much as they wanted, puke, and then eat some more.
No, just like the Sizzler.
Charlie enters.
Hey, morning, buddy.
You suck.
Whoa. Has the little prince not taken his morning poop yet?
It's your fault that Rose is moving away.
Did she tell you that? Jake, she's not going anywhere. This is just one of her games to mess with my head. Berta, tell him.
Jake, honey, your Uncle Charlie sucks.
She leans over him.
Come on, Berta.
Hey, if you weren't such a self-centered pud, you'd realize what an angel she is and you'd never let her go.
Okay, first of all, she's not an angel. Second of all, she's not leaving. And third, and perhaps most important, pud?
I cleaned it up for the kid.
Love is lovelier the ninth or tenth time around.
Good morning, everybody.
They glare at him.
What's going on?
Rose is moving to London.
She is? Why?
Because Uncle Charlie's a pud.
Charlie rolls his eyes.
A pud?
I cleaned it up for myself.
He frowns.
Hey, Dad, can we go to Sizzler?
Alan wrinkles his nose. In a living room, Alan pours wine into glasses.
This is nice, huh?
Yeah. Listen, can I tell you a little secret?
Sure.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Hey, you can tell me anything.
All right. Well, before I came over tonight, I put a toothbrush in my purse.
What's so embarrassing about that? I don't go anywhere without floss. In fact, sometimes I'll snap off 18 inches and tuck it in my pocket in case, you know, I have a stubborn... Oh! You mean you and me? Tonight?
Unless you don't want to.
Want to? I'm almost done.
They kiss passionately.
You know, Alan, I've been thinking about it. And Rose really crossed the line when she told Jake that crap about her moving away.
Yeah, listen.
I mean, kids take that stuff seriously, you know?
I know.
It's
but
one thing to screw with me, it's another thing to screw with a child.
No argument, but don't you think this is a conversation you need to have with her?
You're right. I'm gonna settle this right now.
He goes onto the deck.
Rose! Climb up here! I wanna talk to you!
Beverly frowns.
Are you sure you're the loser, brother?
That's always been the consensus. Excuse me.
Come on, Rose, you crazy bitch! I know you're out there!
Alan runs outside.
Charlie?
What do you want me to do, beg you to stay?
I hate to interrupt, but I'm making some real headway in there, and you're kind of ruining the mood.
Not now, Alan. I'm not gonna beg you, because you're not going anywhere. I know you're not leaving, and you know you're not leaving.
Charlie, but that lovely lady in there brought her toothbrush, because I have a penis and a job.
Well,
Charlie turns to him.
How is she gonna brush your job?
No, you don't understand.
I don't have time for this, Alan.
Charlie marches back inside to the front door.
Charlie, are you okay?
Yeah, I just can't find my damn stalker.
You can't find a stalker?
They're usually in the last place you look. But enough about him. If you will accompany me to the boudoir, I will convert an ordinary pull-out couch into a magic carpet for two.
Are you sure you're not gay?
I'm literate and urbane. You're not the first one to be confused.
He leads her down the corridor. Charlie arrives at a house and looks inside the waistband of his boxers.
Fine address.
Rose answers.
Oh, Charlie, you came to say goodbye.
Unbelievable. You're gonna play this all the way out to the end.
Play what out?
All right, fine. We'll do it your way. Rose, you're a terrific woman. I'm an idiot for not seeing it, and I really don't want you to leave.
Really?
Yeah. Here, look.
Charlie kisses her tenderly on the lips.
Wow.
See?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my cab. Goodbye.
Wait. What the hell are you doing?
I'm leaving.
Don't you understand? You can drop the act. I give up. I surrender. You win, Rose. I'm yours.
Oh, Charlie. That's so sweet. But I know you, and you're just having a little panic attack because you're getting old and nobody loves you.
See, you get me.
I do. Which is why I have to leave.
He stares at her, wide-eyed. She pecks him on the cheek.
Goodbye, Charlie.
She grabs her case.
Oh. I almost forgot. I thought you should have this. It's our first restraining order.
In a picture frame.
How shaky your signature was. You were so spooked.
Charlie looks at her. She smiles.
Oh, got a plane to catch.
She walks off.
Oh, come on, Rose. Stop it!
He rolls his eyes and stamps his foot.
All right, fine. Take your little cab ride. See you tomorrow.
He waves and shakes his head. He notices the door of the house is ajar and starts to pull it shut. He stops and peers inside. The house is empty of furniture. Charlie looks around in the darkness. The curtains flutter in the breeze.
Okay. Maybe not tomorrow.
Charlie sits down on a dais. He gazes at the framed restraining order in his hands. His brow is furrowed.
Damn.
He puts his head in his hand.
Hey, Charlie.
Oh, hi. Where's Alan?
In the bedroom. I have to get up early for work.
Right. Well, see ya.
Bye.
Hey, Beverly.
She comes back in.
I'm really glad you and Alan got together. It's nice.
Thank you. I hope things work out for you and your stalker.
Her name is Rose. Like the flower.
Okie dokie.
Say, it's on our restraining order.
Uh-huh. Good night now.
Beverly hurries away, a worried expression on her face. Charlie shuts the door. He knocks on Alan's door.
Hey, Alan.
I'm not decent.
Charlie waits outside his door.
Rose is really gone.
What?
I said Rose is gone. And I feel awful. Like maybe I made a huge mistake.
He walks in to find Alan tied to the bed. He's dressed in women's underwear, suspender belt, and stockings. He shrugs.
Well, we all make mistakes.
ITFC audio description.